majestic in its beauty. That was very, very nice to hear.
I just love someone who can just get that much mileage out of a song with so few words.
It's harder than you might.
Yeah.
You know, it's really tough to do. All right. Well, let's. Would you play one more for us?
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
Because there's one more here that you have that is unrecorded.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be a nice one to end on. This one is called "Love Song," also written by you.
Yes. This is. I think this is one of my newest songs.
Okay. Yeah. So this one, you've got to have an interesting backstory to this one because how many love songs are there out there?
Yeah.
How do you do another one?
Yeah. Well, when I came up with this song, I sort of had this idea, which was like I wanted to write. What I actually kind of really want to do is I didn't want to write a love song. What I wanted to sort of write was a song that kind of just about liking someone, about sort of like the first glance or just like that sort of initial moment of sort of attraction and just kind of thinking it's just like you can't love someone at first sight, but you can like them.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured I'll write a song about that. Yeah.
Oh, very cool. So it's really about the chase, maybe.
Kind of about just that spark when just things start and you don't know where it's going to go, but it's not love, but it's something.
And, right. And this is the most recent one?
Yes, this is one of my most recent songs.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So you play that one for us live?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. Here comes a squeaky mic again.
All right. This is Love Song. Time in the hands that time has on so many. I know because I asked if you had any. Looking back, I never really stood a chance. And you got eyes like a city or a field of wildflowers. I could lose myself in them for hours and hours. Still find something new with every glance. And this ain't a love song. It's a song for after all your bitter trials. It's new beginnings and a few less lonesome miles. A song that says I like the way you smile. And this ain't a cry for or your favor. Well, I'm just here to lay my cards out on the table and hoping you might want to stay a while. Shiver when you look in my direction, hanging in the air like the unanswered question, the way you send my heartbeat through the roof. And I don't know you well enough to say these words without my guitar. Worry if I'll get them right or get them wrong. Like to change that if you'd like to change it too. And this ain't a love song. It's a song for after all your bitter trials. It's new beginnings and a few less lonesome miles. A song that says I like the way you smile. And this ain't a cry for a sign of favor. Well, I'm just here to lay my cards out on the table and hoping you might want to stay a while.
song that says I like the way you smile. And this ain't a cry for a sign of your affection or your favor. Well, I'm just here to lay my cards out on the table and hoping you might want to stay a while. Well, I was hoping you might want to stay a while.
Yeah, sometimes it just starts with a smile.
Yeah.
And you got to lay your cards on the table.
You know?
I get it now.
Yeah.
I absolutely get it. All right. Well, listen, you can, if you want to hear more from this artist, I'm sure you do, you can go to bandcamp.com and search for this gentleman's name, Pratik Poddar. Let me spell it for you one more time. P-R-A-T-E-E-K. Last name P-O-D-D-A-R. And the EP is called Walking in My Sleep. Just out, right? Just out.
It's been out for a while, actually. But it was earlier this year.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so you're going to be playing out now through the holidays.
Yep.
And I think I would love to go see you, for sure.
Thank you, man.
And I think that a lot of people that are going to hear this are going to really be excited about discovering you.
Yeah.
And I can't wait. Thank you so much for the CD. I can't wait to play
it. Not at all. Thank you.
On my show.
Thank you for having me, man.
It would be fantastic. So, yeah. All right, thank you very much for coming here. I think it was great. I'm going to go home and use my little editing tools and make this ready to broadcast and play this soon.
Excellent. Thank you for having me, man.
Thank you so much. Really, really appreciate it. Loved it. Okay. Thanks. It's WMFO in Medford.
Fantastic to mundane. Brilliant to dumb.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
I gotta go right now. Someone is videotaping me in my spaceship.
Hi, it's WMFO, 10:07 in the morning, back live here in Studio A. Hope you enjoyed hearing that talk I had probably about 5-6 weeks ago with Pratik over in Studio C. Really talented local guy, obviously. Just you heard those great influences that he had and some of the live performances. I was sitting like right in front of him. If you've been here, if you've been in Studio C, it's not a big place in there. It was just a treat to experience that, so I hope you liked it as well. All right, I'm going to have some more new noise and some freeform for the next hour until 11 a.m. And when Something About the Women will be here, Sue will be here with some really special stuff. She's been working hard, so make sure you're here at 11 for Sue and Something About the Women. And I've got some new noise, and that's coming up right after this lovely PSA here at WMFO.
Hey, how you doing? This is Joe Walsh. I'm speaking on behalf of Rad. It's okay to rock and roll, right? But don't drive home drunk. If you're drunk, call me up. I have a limo. I'll come and get you.
Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
All right. It is WMFO, 10:09 in the morning. It's Mike on the mic till 11. New noise to start off this last freeform hour of the year is new from the Orwells. They put a body in the bayou, they did. It's WMFO.
Feeling it. and Miss USA, I own it. They're here. They're gonna really do a number on me.
I'm not WMFO Bedford.
Country.
country to my right was the sea. A couple cassettes and me, we're making time. Somewhere down Pescadero way, I stopped into a bar called Charlie's Place. Met a motorcycle man who lived nearby. He said, son, you take it all too seriously. There's no wind in your hair, you're not really free. You wanna find out the only way to see, why don't you?
Everybody, it's WMFO right here in Medford. It's going on 10:28 in the morning, approaching the last half hour of Freeform for this year. Oh well, it's always a crazy thing. You know what else is crazy? Mark, who wandered up here.
Why not? Hey, when in Rome.
When in Rome.
I was downstairs, and I'm like, hey, you know what? I should go upstairs and
hang out. I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
So merry, happy.
Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, happy Festivus. Festivus was yesterday, of course.
Yeah, did you air all your grievances?
I did. I have so many grievances. Oh, my
don't
God.
I know
it's
it.
Unbelievable. But I was listening to Pratik from 9 to 10, and wow.
Isn't he something else?
Yeah. I was thinking, I heard a lot of Steve Earle, a lot of Guy Clark, Even some Uncle Tupelo, some of the harmonica, a lot like Uncle Tupelo. I mean, it was just, wow, that was good stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
stuff.
He's like 24, you know, he had an acoustic guitar and a harmonica wrapped around his neck, you know, with a holder. Yeah. I mean, not, you know, attacking him. But, you know, it was just, it was really surreal. It was great. And I think that the whole hour recording just captured him very well, just from the influences he picked and what he decided to play was excellent. So, yeah, you can find him on Bandcamp, Pratik Poddar. And the CD is brand new. It's an EP called Walking in My Sleep. So I hope you go check it out. Hope you enjoyed hearing him as much as I did in meeting him and playing that for you.
Yeah, I mean, that CD, I'm definitely going to get it because
please do.
He's someone who should. Has he gotten any national recognition? Because he
think
really
so.
Should.
I know, it's brand. He's brand new, kind of.
Yeah.
He'll be. I know he's listening. He'll be happy to hear you say that.
Well, I absolutely mean that because that was just amazing, really.
Yep.
A lot of Towns fans, Zanton there, and well, of course, I think he did a Towns song, didn't he? I was in and out of stores this morning, but
he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing is what he played.
Oh, boy.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I'll put the archive up on the thread later in case anybody missed it, but definitely worth your time. All right, so let me tell you what we played in that first set there after the interview. Started off with something new noise, if you will. The Orwells is the band. CD is called Terrible Human Beings. So I was attracted to it right away. They put A Body in the Bayou, was that one. Nice sentiment to start things off, but I love that song. Dark Continent was next from an EP they did called Sleep Tonight, Election Day. That was Election Day. Yeah, you've heard that one before. Lou Reed was after that from Armed and Hammered. That was Rock and Roll Heart. Then a request for our friend Mike Linsky. He wanted to hear from the Your Favorite CD. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, by the Tragically Hip, Bob Cajun.
I think so. You're right. Yeah,
that was my I haven't heard that in a long.
Great band.
Haven't heard that
really
in a long time, Mike. That was a great request. 2005 was when that came out. That's crazy. And then a little nod to the fact that Massachusetts is now legal. That was an artist called Kelly Stoltz from an EP he put out. I think just last year. I think called Four New Cuts. That was Put That in Your Pipe and Smoke It. And I wish that for all of you.
Well, not me. I'm a straight edge.
You are a straight edge.
Although I do like bourbon, but that's different.
Everybody's got their vices.
Oh, yeah. Well, bourbon's not a vice.
What is it?
I'm not sure.
It's a drinky poo.
It is a drinky poo.
Yeah.
Well, then, wow. What are you, three? Drinky poo?
I'm absolutely three.
Wow. So I actually can't stay.
I
just swung by to say hi, and I aired my grievances and...
Mm-hmm.
Little gift for Mr. Newman here.
All right, thanks for that. So much for that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and enjoy your week. I hear you're going to be.
I'm jetting off tonight. Yeah.
Yeah. Enjoy the weather down there.
I will, and I'll be actually back on the air here Saturday, January 7th. And our friend Bob Angel is going to try to pick up the slot next Saturday morning from 9 to 11. So
you
can join Bob. Bob does a great show here. So I hope Bob, you're available to do that. Okay, let me I'll see you next year, Mark.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays,
Merry
everybody.
Happy. All right, so I've got some new noise from if you look at the threads here, you always see my friend Tommy from the band Stupidity coming in saying hi to everybody, just as he did today. And good news is they have a new CD out and a new single from there. Well, it's really just an advanced single, so it doesn't give the name of the album. But this is Stupidity, brand new, and this is called Bad Luck. New here at WMFO.
Now the places are wrong. that's natural. No need to be alone. I'm a yantiful, yeah, troubled soul. Smile to keep your food, you know. You'll never know. Oh yeah. Think of all the damage that I've done that I never hear out. Every seed comes from the dark now. Tonight I don't need no one.
listening to 91.5 WMFO.
The streets are filled with laughter and light, and the music of the season, and the merchants' windows are all bright with the faces of the children, and the families hurrying to their homes as the sky darkens and freezes. We'll be gathering around their hearths and tables, giving thanks for God's graces and the birth of the rebel Jesus. Oh, they call him by the Prince of Peace, and they call him by the Savior, and they pray to him upon the seas and in every bold endeavor, and they fill his churches with their pride and gold as their faith in him increases. But they've turned the nature that I worship in from a temple to a robber's den. In the words of the rebel Jesus, and guns, and we guard our fine possessions, and once a year when Christmas comes, we give to our relations, and perhaps we give a little to the poor if the generosity should seize us. But if any one of us should interfere in the business of why there are poor, they get the same as the rebel Jesus. But pardon me if I have seemed to take the tone of judgment, for I've no wish to come between this day and your enjoyment. In a life of hardship and of earthly toil, there's a need for anything that frees us. So I bid you pleasure and I bid you cheer from a heathen and a pagan on the side of the rebel Jesus.
WMFO, Tufts Reform Radio, right here in Medford, 10:53 in the morning. Oh, six and some odd minutes left until I get out of here, and I'm not here until next year. It's the way it works this time of year, you know what I mean? All righty, thanks everybody for listening. I ended that last set. Love request, that was a request for our friend Bob Angel. Jackson Browne from the disc The Next Voice You Hear, the best of Jackson Browne. That was the Rebel Jesus. Hi, Sue.
Hey.
Hey, Sue's up next at 11. And then before that, one of my favorites from a local luminary, I call him, Will Daly, from the Back Flipping Forward CD from a number of years ago. That was Undone. Cheap Trick from 1978, baby. Way back then, it was Heaven Tonight. The Stripes. Now, there's a little story with this one. The Stripes, I've been playing their debut record that came out in 2014 forever, and they're from Dublin, so I didn't know that they had something else out, but they do. It's a it's an import. It's a CD called Little Victories. This song, 84, was from that one. That was The Stripes. And Stupidity, our friends from Stupidity way out there in Sweden. Tommy, thank you for always saying hi on the thread. That was a new single you guys have called Bad Luck. Okay, so I have one more song. It's a request, and then we'll say hi to Sue. Dave Riley, as you know, had the trip of a lifetime. I don't know, was it last week, week before? He went to Europe. He went to London to meet and greet and talk to and watch Chantal McGregor do her thing. I got to see her live, I think, three times, and he was nice enough to ask her to give me a little present, and I haven't had a chance to edit it yet, but I'll play it anyway, and I'm going to play Dave's request to end the show before we come back and we talk to Sue about something about the women today. Dave, you wanted to hear the title track from Like No Other, and Chantal and Dave, thank you for this right here at WMFO.
Hello, this is Chantal McGregor, and you're listening to Mike on the Mic with Mike Newman on WMFO, Tufts University Freeform Radio on 91.5 FM and online at WMFO.org.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike. I am here at WMFO Studio C.